Control over people is achieved not by guns and bayonets, but by, listen to this, economic measures whereby those who obey the regime will prosper, but those who dissent will perish. More on that later, by the way. That's where the new True Money Show is going to be going, is talking about how we cannot accept the bait that they hang in front of us anymore, or else we will get on the hook. Hey, we can do it if you want. I'm not going to tell you not to bite it. I was going to tell, well, I am going to tell you not to bite it. I can't make you not bite it. Notice this, though. They're going to actually move us into socialism by economic measures whereby those who obey the regime will prosper, but those who dissent will perish. He says in third world countries, by the way, where there's a tradition of strong men, they usually have to use violent revolution. I'm skipping a little bit. That's why I'm telling you this. But in places where they've had representative government, like America and England and the like, they have to use nonviolent parliamentary path to communism. Now, listen to this. This is the closing paragraph of this little email he sent me announcing a video. He was putting that presentation that he did in 1969 out again because it was so current. It says, the primary purpose of the violent phase of revolution in America is to frighten the population and condition voters to accept legislation to install full-blown communism under the name of socialism, supposedly to placate rioters and destroyers. That is the path by which the United States is being conquered by communism. Let me read that again. I'll skip it. The primary purpose of the violent phase of revolution in America is to frighten the population and condition voters to accept legislation to install full-blown communism, supposedly to placate the rioters and destroyers. Have those in the street right now. Oh, I know. They're going to pass some really handy-dandy legislation that's supposedly going to fix all of this for us, but instead, guess what it is? Your own personalized manacles. Wow, thanks, Uncle Sam! I never thought I'd have changed this bright and shiny before. Here's the thing. All of these problems, quote-unquote problems, are just an illusion. There is no problem in America. There's no race problem in America. The only race problem there is the one they've manufactured. If anybody's hating somebody for their color right now, it's because some idiot keeps saying things long enough to irritate someone else of color or non-color or whatever else. So, but even though it's an illusion, there still are very real dangers. One, the mobs that will be running around throwing bricks through windows. That's a real danger. And here's another real danger, the solution that this government is going to offer us. Look, we have to accept one fact and one fact only. This is a psyop. This is a psychological operation going on, trying to convince you to do something you wouldn't normally do, which is put the manacles on. I mean, who would, right? Well, they're going to scare you, and they're going to keep scaring you, and that's what really the balance of my show is all about. You listen to David Simpson, The True Money Show. I have a financial question today on the table. Should you invest or pay off debt first? Which is more which is the more productive path? You can answer that 844-527-8723. You can email me david@tffco.com. You can also call at that number, 844-527-8743. Okay. Now, let me do my my This Day in Money history before I quickly do this prophecy I told you about. And the prophecy is going to kind of set me up to discuss where the True Money Show is going and why. All right. But here's the June 9th. I took yesterday's date. Pardon me. Today is June 10th, but I'm taking June 9th, 1943. 1943. We're not even talking 100 years ago. Paychecks go on a sudden diet nationwide. As guess what? Federal income tax withholding is implemented for the first time. Thank you. Originally proposed by Beardsley Rummel. It's been a long time since I've been in the studying the conspiracy, but if I remember right, Beardsley Rummel was basically a Fabian socialist, a socialist, one of these insiders who wanted to make the world into a socialist enterprise. Originally proposed by Beardsley Rummel, who had encouraged shoppers to buy on the installment plan. He worked at Macy's. He was an executive at Macy's, and he basically got people to buy gifts or whatever on layaway. And he thought, oh, why don't we do layaway for income taxes? Oh, what a great idea. He called this thing with withholding, cleverly called pay-as-you-go, and coupled it with an amnesty for the previous year's taxes. So basically what they were doing is people weren't paying their taxes, and of course they could enforce it. Again, notice half these things are illusory, these problems they're going to fix for us. So they couldn't enforce the taxes against everyone who wasn't paying. So they said, hey, you have a tax debt from last year, but we'll waive that criminal enterprise of yours. We'll just forget about last year's taxes so long as you get on the pay-as-you-go plan, federal income tax withholding. The public backs it eagerly forever after giving the federal government interest-free financing. Well, they gave them something else, too. They gave the government this. They gave the government another awesome, not so awesome, police force called businessmen now, who won't employ you unless you sign up for the withholding, right? So now every man's a cop. I'll give you another story about every man a cop in a minute, if I tell you my story from yesterday. I'm sick of every man a cop. I don't want anybody to be a cop other than a cop, and I want him to be a local policeman who I know and like and admire and think he's a good dude. I don't want federal agents. I don't want ATFs. I don't want DEAs. I don't want IRS operatives. I don't want every man being a cop by being a withholding agent or some revenue agent or somebody who finds me or gives me an assessment or gives me a tax or tells me here's my penalty. I don't need any more of those dudes in my life. Matter of fact, I need a lot less. So that's my This Day in Money history, how the government co-opted every business in the country to become a tax collector for them, and how that truly, June 9th, 1943, might have been when we actually lost it all. Why? Because when they take all this money from us, don't you think they're going to have a little bit of power to supply that money to whoever they want to and then maybe coerce those people's wills into doing what they want? In other words, what Mr. Griffin said is true. People who obey them will profit, and people who disobey them will perish. And everyone wants to profit. Well, they sure as heck want to stay alive. And so what do? They keep going along, going along, going along. Well, that's This Day in Money history. I told you I wanted to forget fixing this system because I don't think we can fix it. I don't think a politician is going to get elected and all of a sudden he's going to undo everything they've done to us and we're all going to go, I'm so happy. Matter of fact, most people would oppose the politician who tried to fix it. You know why? Because they're on the dole. So I want to nix the system. I want to deep six the deep state. That's what I really want to do. I want to opt out of this PSYOP operation that's going on in me. And I've already kind of done it personally. You know, I've started my own country. I have. Christland. I put up two flags. I said, this little 1.25 acre that Dave Simpson supposedly owns, even though I would never be able to get it myself because they're going to take it from me if I don't pay taxes. This 1.25 acre is mine, and I'm naming it Christland. And only good stuff happens in Christland. We don't do bad stuff to people. But I realize that's just me playing imaginary games with myself to keep from going insane in this wicked world we live in. But listen, I want you to listen. This is a prophecy from 1976. Now, Ralph Martin is the guy on YouTube. We're looking him up, Ralph Martin. He's talking about Father Michael Scanlon's amazing prophecy from 1976. Now, you know 1976. This is the bicentennial year of the United States, 200 years old. Everybody's celebrating. America's awesome. We're the greatest country ever. Probably the USA chant started that year. Well, actually, I think USA chant started in 1980. But it doesn't matter. And it's about this time. We're just awesome. Now, listen to what this Father Scanlon said in 1976. And then it's about 3 minutes long. And then the rest of the show will be dedicated, besides me answering the financial question today, dedicated to talking a little bit about maybe how we start to opt out of this thing.
Son of man, do you see that city going bankrupt? Are you willing to see all your cities going bankrupt? Are you willing to see the bankruptcy of the whole economic system you rely on now so that all money is worthless and cannot support you? I want to say here, you know, some of this could be a little scary. Don't get scared. Don't stop watching. It's going to lead to tremendous love and tremendous hope. So kind of just stick with me as we kind of work through this. Son of man, do you see the crime and lawlessness in your city, streets, and towns and institutions? Are you willing to see no law, no order, no protection for you, except that which I myself will give you? Son of man, do you see the country which you love and which you are now celebrating? This was the bicentennial of the United States. It was the 200th anniversary of our founding as a country when he was giving this prophecy. Are you willing to see no country, no country to call your own, except those I give you as my body? Will you let me bring you life in my body and only there? Son of man, do you see those churches which you can go to so easily now? Are you ready to see them with bars across their doors, with doors nailed shut? Are you ready to base your life only on me and not in any particular structure? Are you ready to depend only on me and not on all the institutions of schools and parishes that you are working so hard to foster? Son of man, I call you to be ready for that. For that is what I am telling you about. The structures are falling and changing. It is not for you to know the details now, but do not rely on them as you have been. I want you to make a deeper commitment to one another. I want you to trust one another, to build an interdependence that is based on my spirit. It is an interdependence that is no luxury. It is absolute necessity for those who will base their lives on me and not the structures from a pagan world. I have spoken, and it will take place. My word will go forth to my people. They may hear and they may not, and I will respond accordingly. But this is my word. Look about you, son of man, when you see it all shut down, when you see everything removed which has been taken for granted, and when you are prepared to live without these things, then you will know what I am making ready.
Okay. I would love to play the thing again. But I can't spare 3 minutes of the show and still cover everything I want to cover. So I made a list of some things. There's so much to talk about here that it quite frankly could take up 10 shows. I'm trying to set forth this idea that I did the tax man earlier. I did the little story about our paychecks being basically taxed before they ever get to us, everyone becoming a cop for this monstrous government that we have. And by the way, I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-bad government. As a matter of fact, if anybody would support right rule, it's me. I stand up for authorities all the time who have no regard for me whatsoever because they think I'm actually challenging their authority when I'm just challenging their bad actions. One of the people said, you want laws to be respected, make them respectable. But they don't see it this way. But here's the point. We're in a bad way, and it looks like there's no escape. But that prophecy made some stunning statements. I made a list of a few just so we can kind of recall and try to put our minds around a concept on how the true money show is going to change and how I hope it impacts your life. And here's a few of the ideas. He says in the thing, be ready. All this is coming, right? Structures are falling and changing. They will be falling. This is 1976, the prophecy. Have we not seen structures falling and changing? Notice he even alluded to how some of these good structures that these schools we're working on and, I don't know, the hospitals or whatever he said, I forget exactly what he said, we were working so feverishly to maintain, even those would go down because that's not God's will for the coming time. We'll talk about what his will is in a minute. He says that you're not going to know the details right now. That's another thing I think people really get bothered by. They go, everybody keeps telling me it's going down, but they never can tell me when. They can never tell me how. They can never tell me what process. And no one knows those things. But you can see the trajectory of this operation. You know it's downward. And so the question is, do you want to be one of the guys who just goes along for the paycheck? You're willing to compromise every value you have just so you can allegedly stay safe, but you won't be safe.